So today, this is a totally different topic from everything else you've been hearing. It does give you ethics credit, so that's a good thing. I've come here fully recognizing that most lawyers don't want to say care in a disparaging way, but you are unconcerned with what's going on with the state bar most of the time. Y'all just want to pay your dues on time, make sure we get our CLE, and if in the unlikely event you get a grievance filed against you, that you're going to be treated fairly by the state bar. And most, that's like, leave me alone, I don't care, do whatever you want to do. Sometimes on social media, I'll see people refer to the state bar board as the student council and kind of make fun. But I'm here today to tell you, you ought to pay a little more attention, because this is how we all make our living, and things happen that could change that on a dime. So I'm going to bet that most of you all in the room either didn't know at all that there had been a lawsuit filed against the state bar to challenge the very nature of the bar and the constitutionality of the requirement that we belong to the bar. And if you did, you kind of just, it was a passing thing. Well, for the last several years, it has really occupied the time of the leadership at the state bar. When I read books, I'm one of those people that goes to the end and reads. I want to see how this is going to end, and then I'll read to get there. So I'm going to actually do my presentation that way, too. I'm going to start with the end. And I'm going to tell you that on April 4th, the U.S. Supreme Court denied a plaintiff's petition for a writ of certiorari in a case that's styled McDonald v. Firth, which I think that's kind of cool. I never expected to have my name on a U.S. Supreme Court case, but it's there now because I happened to be the president at the time the case went to the Supreme Court. On that same date, the court denied cert in cases challenging the mandatory bar structures in Oklahoma and Michigan as well. So three of us were saved from having to proceed at the court level, at the Supreme Court level. But that's the end of the story. I'm going to go back and talk to you about the precedent that allows the state bar to exist as it does. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. In order to practice law in the state of Texas, you have to be a member of the state bar of Texas. So there are two cases, one from 1961. It's called Lathrop v. Donahue, which is a case that states that the mandatory bar membership does not violate an attorney's First Amendment rights to freedom of association. And then a more recent case is Keller v. State of California, and that one stands for the proposition that mandatory bar fees don't violate the First Amendment free speech guarantee when fees are used for regulating the legal profession or improving the quality of legal service available to the people of the state. So those are the cases that we always measure our state bar activity. And if you have been involved at all with committee work or are active in one of your sections, you'll hear people make that question, you know, pose that question. Does this meet the Keller standard? Does this meet anytime they're going to spend money, anytime activity they're going to do? So Keller has been the case that we have relied on since 1990. So in recent years, and from time to time, you'll hear about things like this where there's a national movement, there's been a national movement challenging mandatory bars across the country. On First Amendment grounds. So Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Utah, Oregon, North Dakota, Wisconsin, and Michigan have all been sued. I'm going to talk more about Texas because obviously that's what we really care about. But if you're really interested, it is kind of an interesting read to see the way they've been attacked in different states and why we're still not safe while they're pending cases and we work together. But if you go to the State Bar webpage, and you'll find a link that will take you to all of the cases and links to take you into everything that's been filed, and you'll see everything that's on this with regard to this Texas case as well. But let's get started. So this case started in March of 2019, and three Texas lawyers sued the state bar claiming that under a case called Janice v. Asving, which is a case about public sector labor unions. And they use that to say it's unconstitutional for an attorney to be required to join the State Bar of Texas in order to practice law. So, I mean, just from the get-go, you said, this is not a labor union. This is, you know, how do we get there? But they challenged the state bar programs because they claimed that some of our activities exceed the bar's core regulatory functions. And what they were challenging in particular were some of our CLE programs, the Texas Bar Journal, the articles that appear in the Bar Journal, annual meeting topics, diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, some of the access to justice work that gets done by the state bar, and the big one was legislative activities by the bar and the Access to Justice Commission.